I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What do you refuse to pay people to do for you? 1-800-330-9999. There's plenty of things that you do that you should do for yourself, you know, to save money. Like, why do you got to pay people to do certain things?
Sure.
But Raven, what you do to save cash, I think, is dangerous, and eventually you're going to hurt yourself.
In the past week and a half, two weeks, mm-hmm. I have done the brakes on the van, gave it an oil change yesterday in the middle of the street, did the brakes on my Mazda, going to do it on the wife's car, got to do her oil change coming this week. I'm crushing it. I'm not going to pay somebody $800 to do my brakes when I can do it for $110.
You don't know how to do brakes.
I did the brakes. The brakes are awesome.
How did you know how to do it?
First off, I went to a tech high school 1,000 years ago, and they taught us how to do brakes.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then also YouTube. It's beautiful.
Right.
It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. You can do anything. I'm like thinking about building a nuclear reactor or a space shuttle next.
Nice. You know, when it comes to watching YouTube videos, mm-hmm. I watch YouTube videos like when me and my teenager want to learn how to crochet something,
yeah.
or maybe make a craft, something like that, or a recipe that I want to try. I'll watch YouTube.
Right.
Changing the brakes on my car when I have no idea what I'm doing doesn't seem like one of the things I can learn on YouTube.
Did you see my car in the parking lot? I pulled right into that parking space, and then it stopped. Mm-hmm. Worked out real good.
How do you feel today? How do you feel?
Oh, my back's a little hurt. Yes. The lugs on the van were really, really, really frozen, man.
Yep.
Really frozen.
Okay. There are some things that you refuse to pay people to do for you. What are they? 1-800-330-9999. Let's see. All right, Ashley, what won't you pay somebody to do for you?
Watch my kids. Like, that's why I have my mom for.
Wow.
Seriously, like, she gets to, like, spend all the time with her grandkids. I think it's, like, a win-win situation. Plus, they love her.
Except for when your mom starts saying no. Right? I mean, it's good when mom never says no. That's perfect, right? But if you get that mom that's like, all right, I'm getting back out there. I got things to do in the world. Now, all of a sudden, you got an issue. Oh, it is nice, though, when you don't have that issue.
It is so nice to have the mom that is always available to watch the kids. It's like, you just drop off your kids so you can run to the grocery store. Mm. Drop off your kids so you can go out to dinner with your husband. Oh, it's so great.
Andrew, that's it. I refuse to pay for what?
So my girlfriend's always trying to get me to get a pedicure, and I refuse to have someone else trim my toenails.
You're crazy.
Just me. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one.
You are crazy. I'm telling you, man,
you're just fine.
It is the best $40 you can spend. It is a bargain. It is a bargain. Go Monday through Thursday. You get the combo deal. Get the mani and the pedi, my friend. Then you can go off and do all sorts of other things. Do something else to save money. Dig the foundation for your own home. Whatever it is. Replace your own roof. Those are real jobs to do. Your nails? No, don't trust yourself with that.
I have gotten to the point where I detest getting my nails done.
It
what? Takes too long. It's expensive. And I stopped. Look at my nails. I went to the grocery store and I bought a nail file and a buffer. And I said, I'm not doing it anymore. And I buffed my nails and I've been filing them short and I'm done. For as long as I can, until I have somewhere really special to go, I'm not doing it. They don't look good. They look fine. They're nice and clean and natural.
No.
They look beautiful.
No, not the word I would use.
They're fine. They're fine.
Okay. I mean, mine look better.
They don't. You have to have something too, right? What's the thing you refuse to pay people to do for you? 1-800-330-9999. There's some things that you just don't want to pay people to do for you. I'm not paying anyone to do my nails anymore. It costs too much money. It takes a long time. I bought a nail file. It's over.
I mean, I get that you've been holding out for a while, but I think that that's something you're going to end up going back on.
Raven won't pay anybody to do the brakes on his car or change the oil, and I think that's dangerous.
I mean, I have been knocking out one thing after another on my cars over the past couple weeks. I've been saving big bucks.
He watched a YouTube video. You think that sounds safe?
I mean, I paused it. I backed it up where I needed to.
What do you refuse to pay people to do for you? 1-800-330-9999. Emma!
I refuse to pay someone to do my hair.
Oh my gosh, you do your own hair? What do you do?
I do my own hair. I like to do my own hair. I twist it up myself. I wash my hair. I love to just do my hair myself.
But you cut it and color? Do you color or just what do you?
I do color. I wash it. I color. I do trim it. And I'm just so scared of someone having their hands in my head.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it is pricey. I mean, even a men's haircut now, it's wild. Mm-hmm. Like how much it costs. It really is crazy.
It's like pandemic times all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was like. Sounds so messed up. So there was like a black market to have like the people come to your house to do your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. If you could get a hold of your barber, right? If you could get a hold of your hairstylist, they would sneak in under cover of darkness because it wasn't the judgment of, you know, just like the state and regulators. It was your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
People were ready to out people, report people and whatnot.
So wild.
And what a crazy, crazy thing that was.
It really was. But I can't imagine having to do my own hair. Like, I guess... No, like I can't imagine cutting or coloring my own hair. Mm.
Yeah. See something, say something. I saw a stylist and it was easy to spot him because there was no cars on the road. Also crazy.
Lisa, you refuse to pay someone to do what?
I refuse to pay someone to valet my car.
Ah, that's a good one.
Absolutely refuse. Like, I don't see the point of it. I'm already driving. Why do I need to get out, give you my keys, give you money, wait for it later? Mm. Like, even if it means parking further away, I'm fine with that. I can walk an extra block. It's not a big deal.
You know, if they're quick, if it's like a small restaurant or whatever, you know, a lot of times they won't even give you the option, right? Because the parking lot is so tight. I don't mind it there. You know, I'm tipping them. You know, that's fine. But when it's a big place, like a big hotel, I can't stand having to wait for my car.
The worst is like when you have to like submit your ticket and wait in line and watch your number on the big thing.
Oh.
But when it's not free, that's even worse. I'm like, I am not going to pay you $30 to go park my car when, like, just like Lisa said, I can just walk. My legs are good. Like, they're fine.
Some places, it will save you so much time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, John, what's that thing that you refuse to pay for at this point? You're not paying for that anymore.
I like... getting up in the morning, going having a coffee, and going to the dump on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
I refuse to pay somebody else to pick up my garbage. I do my own recycling and garbage. It's like, why do I want to pay somebody to do that? I do it for free.
This is a classic dad grandpa move here, all right? Is that my dad loved the dump. Oh, you can go over there. You know every guy at that works in the dump's name, don't you?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, of course you do. Right. And you know when there's a hot item that came in, that you know, they do their little resale thing on the side there?
No.
You know when there's an item don't you?
We have like a little tag sale table.
Yep.
People have good items that they don't want to throw out that somebody might want. They put it on the side. So, of course, when you drive in, you drop your stuff and you drive around and you go right to the tag sale site. So what do they got today?
Right.
Normal, you know.
I can't wait to know everybody at the dump.
I can't even believe that's a real thing that happens. It's a world I don't know anything about.
Everywhere. It happens everywhere.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.